Our dear God, please speak to us in the language we'll understand. And to you be all the praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I suppose that many of us have celebrated Easter for many years. We have witnessed Easter after Easter. And often we wonder what difference that Easter makes to our lives. Ever since the beginning of the Christian church, there has been a clear understanding of the centrality of the resurrection of Jesus. So it should come as no surprise to us that the resurrection of Jesus is also the main focus of attack of those who oppose the gospel of Christ. And so the reasons that people prefer today to discredit the resurrection of Christ is not new. It is something that you can trace back to centuries and centuries ago. But the scripture teaches that Jesus truly died, and after 3 days, he himself personally, bodily, and physically rose again. It was not a substitute that rose again. It was not a look-alike that walked out from the street. It was Jesus himself who had conquered death, who rose again. No other event has impacted the world so much as the resurrection of Jesus. In 1 Corinthians, as Sandra read, Paul dealt with Christ's resurrection. And in verse 14, Paul says, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith." If Christ was not raised from the dead, the Christian faith is based on lies. And that is not the case. If Christ was not raised from the dead, all the preaching and mission work of the church throughout the centuries, and as many of you know, Christianity, or the church that I'm originally from in Nigeria, was established through the mission work from Scotland in 1846. And in our congregation, and Jackson and Russell from St. Andrews, Mary Slezer from Scotland, David Livingston, and many other missionaries from Scotland moved to India, to many parts of the world, to preach the gospel. And lives were changed for God, for good. They preached the gospel, they believed the gospel, their lives were touched by the gospel, and they went out there to touch lives. And that is why today in China, in Africa, in Asia, in many parts of the world, Christianity and the faith is growing because people were touched by the gospel and they went out there to spread the gospel. And so no matter where our country might be at the moment in terms of believing and faith, we cannot deny the fact that over the centuries, our lives have been touched by the power of the gospel of the risen Lord. We cannot in any way deny it, no matter how skeptical you know, people might become, we cannot in any time deny the fact that this nation has and is and will be touched by the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So many lives today, perhaps, I wouldn't know if I would have been a Christian or maybe if I would be here today, if not for the message of the gospel that many took from this country to other parts of the world. And so we have a lot to celebrate. We have a lot to be thankful. We have a lot to give thanks to God. In Luke, the Bible says, where we read this morning, that Mary Magdalene and others went to the tomb early in the morning. And when they went there, they saw that the tomb was empty, that the body was no longer lying there. The helpless body of Jesus was no longer lying there because he had been raised from the dead. The angel said to the women, "He is not here, he has risen." Jesus' resurrection, his bodily resurrection, means that we have a certain hope, a sure hope of future bodily resurrection. Jesus has the key of life and death. If we believe in Jesus And I always repeat this each time I take funerals and I preach here and elsewhere. And each time I go to the crematorium or to the cemetery, that death does not have the last word over the believer. Death does not have the final say over our lives. Jesus has won the ultimate victory, and he has given us hope. He has given us hope that is far beyond the powers of death. And I say this all the time, you know, standing close to the grave of my father, and then seeing how he was lowered down to the grave. And when I looked at the coffin, and then saw how it was lowered, as if I had never taken a funeral service before. Now my heart was melted. My heart ached at that moment. But you know, the consolation I had was this faith that one day I am going to see my father again. One day I am going to meet with him in glory, if the Lord tarries. That one day I will see him again and will smile at each other. It is not just the faith of the weak. It is not just a pronouncement of those who have no other option. It is faith that is built solidly on the word of God. He is no longer here. He is risen. A story is told of a bright 15-year-old girl who was completely paralyzed on one side and nearly blind. She heard the doctor say to her parents as they stood by her bedside, "She has seen her best days, poor child." That was the word of the doctor. And this young girl spoke out and said, "No, doctor, my best days are yet to come, when I shall see the king in his beauty. My best days are not yet over. My best days are yet to come." As Grace Knows sang this morning, Christ rose from the dead to give us a pledge for our own rising. The promise of the resurrection of Christ is for God's people. And it says to us that death will be swallowed up in victory, and the grave will not be the end. Easter says to you and me today that everything does not end in the crematorium or at the cemetery. That is not the end of our lives. Easter again says to us and reminds us that those who established the first Christian community were completely unqualified and unsuited. In fact, if it were in today's society, they may not be accepted as candidates for ministry, maybe in Church of Scotland. They were completely unqualified. Yet, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, verse 33 says, "With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all." Easter reminds us that you may appear to be unqualified, but you know what? God qualifies the unqualified. You might be looking at your own past and think that, look, you are unworthy. But you know what Jesus does? He qualifies you. He gives you a word that is greater than you. With great power, they preached of the resurrection of Jesus. And so every other thing we do as a church, every other thing we say, every other encouragement we make, we offer to people, we must not forget to mention this fact that Christ raised from the dead. It is the power of the gospel. It is the power of our faith. There will be no Christianity without resurrection. If Christ did not rise from the dead, our preaching is in vain. Our lives will not be changed. Our lives will not be transformed as it has been transformed. Easter reminds us that the same power that opened the grave and brought Jesus back from death is now at work in our lives. I feel like saying hallelujah. And if I say hallelujah, can you say amen? Hallelujah. That is the power of the gospel, that the power that ripped open the tomb of Jesus is at work in our lives. It wasn't opened by the disciples. It wasn't opened by ordinary men. There was this power that opened the grave. And that power is at work in our lives. The resurrection is far from being something we only benefit from in the future. The resurrection is the ground of our assurance. It is the basis for all our future hopes. It is the source of power in our daily lives, here and now. And it gives us courage in the midst of persecution, comfort in the midst of trials, and hope in the midst of the world's darkness. The rising of Jesus gives us hope. Again, Easter is about God's rich welcome to all humankind. In the world, we have distinctions, we have differences, often created by human selfishness. But Easter reminds us that in Christ, there is no Greek, there is no Jew. There is no tall, there is no short. There is no black, there is no white. We are all one in God's family. And God welcomes us. He says, come unto me. He doesn't say, come unto me because I know you were good or you'll be good. He says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. No matter what your past has been, there is an invitation to us today. Easter throws open this invitation to us today to come to Christ. Our lives today demonstrate, or should demonstrate, that resurrection is still changing people. The way we live our lives should show to the world that Christ is still rising and that Christ is changing lives. The resurrection of Christ changes fear into love, despair into joy. Resurrection changes people from being spiritually dead. For the Bible says that we were dead in sin and in trespasses. And through the death and rising of Christ, we are now made whole. We are now made members of the family. Now, before I round off this reflection, now, when I saw the call to be a minister in St. John's, I was not appointed because I'm originally a Nigerian. I was appointed because I belong to the family of God's people. That is really the identity we have as God's people. That is the idea. That is what makes us one in Christ Jesus. The death of Christ and his rising transforms us like what we have here before us. It changes us within and without. People will see you tomorrow and they say, oh, wow, what has happened? Now, you may not fully understand what has happened, but you can only say it is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in your eyes. The death and resurrection of Jesus changes our fears. Fear about today, fear about future, fear about work, fear about family, fear about our health. It changes our fear. Fear about exams for young people. Fear about family, what happens to them. Fear about our world. It changes our fear and gives us courage to face the future, to face our today, to face our tomorrow. It gives us boldness. It gives us that peace, that inner peace. And of course, peace is not the absence of trouble. Peace is the calmness, the serenity we have in the midst of trouble. The death of Jesus brings that inner peace to us that we can sing aloud, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Death, sickness, ill health, whatever it is, does not have the final say over my life. It is the resurrection of Jesus that gives us such boldness. It is the resurrection of Jesus that makes us come to a point where we can cry out, Abba, Father. Even though the enemy might want to point us to our past, but we know that our past is nailed to the cross of Calvary. And Paul says, it is no longer I that lives, but it is Christ who lives in me. And so today, as we worship together and as we celebrate Easter, let this Easter be different. Let us make it different in our lives. Let us renew our commitment to love God, to love one another. Let us renew our commitment to spread this good news. to all around us. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.